这个是今天的讲题。
This is like what the topic of the sermon.
我们高兴 Dr. Kong 再次跟我们分享。
We are very happy that Dr. Kong like come to, again like to share the truth.
Good morning.
早。
It's always a joy to come to Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church.
很高兴又再一次来到大家当中。
In years gone by, I came very often.
Yeah. 很久以前我是常常来的。
But now you have a wonderful pastor, so you don't need me.
现在你有一个非常好的牧师，所以你现在不需要我了。
Trish Pruitt, my friend and I appreciate the opportunity to share in the Lord's Supper today.
Yeah. 我们很高兴我们有机会跟你们一起守主餐。
If you have your Bible, I'd like for you to join me, please, in Malachi chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 8 through 10.
如果你有你的圣经的话，我们可以一起来念那一个马拉基书三章八到十节。
We're going to look at the truth about tithing.
我们可以一起来看看十一奉献的真理。
Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings, you're under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty.
马拉基书三章八到十节这样说，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们仅夺取我的供物，你们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。因你们痛国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，幸福于你们，甚至无处可容。
One of the most important parts of the Christian life is giving.
在基督的生命当中，有一件很重要的事，就是施予。
Our God is a giving God.
我们的神是一个施予的神。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子献给我们。
With Christ in mind, Paul said, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Yeah, 当就是保罗在想到耶稣的时候，就感谢主说他给我们有这个礼物。
The writer of James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God.Who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
雅各书这样写的一章五节这样写，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐予人也不斥责人的神，主就必赏赐他。
Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
耶稣说，施比受更为有福。
Jesus also said, given it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
耶稣又这样说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的，而且用十足的升斗，带摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
God is a giving God, and He wants His people to be a giving people.
神是一个施予的神，也希望他的子民也是这样有施予的心的。
True giving begins with acknowledging the fact that God owns everything, and we are stewards, managers, or administrators.
要知道施予的这个真理的时候，就要明白到一切都属于神的，我们只是他的管家，或是经理，或是一个管理的人。
We don't own anything because God owns everything.
我们没有拥有什么东西，因为神拥有所有的。
Listen to some scripture about God's ownership.
我们看一看在圣经里面讲到神所拥有的。
Deuteronomy 10:14 says, To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it.
在生命记10章14节哪里看哪，天和天上的天，地和地上所有的，都属耶和华你的神。
God speaks and says this, Who has a claim against me that I must pay? Everything under heaven belongs to me.
约伯记哪里说，谁先给我什么，使我偿还呢？天下万物都是我的。
Psalm 24:1 says, The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
诗篇哪里说，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
Haggai 2:8 says, The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty.
哈该书2:8节哪里说，万军之耶和华，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
And in Psalm chapter 50, beginning with verse 8, we find these words. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings which are before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it.
诗篇50章8到12节，诗人这样说：我并不因你的祭物责备你，你的燔祭藏在我面前。我不从你家中取公牛，也不从你圈中取山羊，因为树林中的白兽是我的。 天上上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。The
fact that God owns everything is the foundation of the Christian stewardship responsibility.
Yeah, 我们要明白到一切都是神的，这一次，这个就是我们懂得怎么在做一个。
We are not owners of anything, but God permits us to be possessors and to manage what He puts in our hands.
我们不拥有什么东西，但是神却给了我们，让我们去管理这一些东西。
The question then arises, how much do I give Him?
问题就来了，我们要给他多少呢？
The full answer is, whatever He asks us to give.
那一个答案就是，他要我们给多少就给多少。The
starting point would be a tithe or 10% of our income.
那如果你们需要一个起点的话，那可能就是十分之一。Tithing
is a clear biblical teaching.
十一奉献是一个在圣经里面的一个很清楚的教导。We
see that Abraham started tithing 400 years before Moses and the law.
我们看到那个亚伯兰在摩西之前400年就开始有十一奉献。Genesis
14:20 says, Melchizedek, king of Salem, said to Abraham, Blessed be God most high who delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything.
创世纪的十四章二十节哪里说，至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给摩西洗的。And
Jacob practiced tithing. Then Jacob made a vow saying, If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey, I am taking and I will give him food and he will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I may return safely to my father's house. Then the Lord will be my God and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
雅各也有做十一奉献。 在创世纪的二十八章那里说，雅各许愿说，神若与我同行，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我吃食物吃衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
The actual number 10 represents completeness. Therefore the tithe symbolized giving our all to God.
那个十一奉献的十就是一个完全的数字，这个也代表我们把我们的所有献给神。
Moses wrote about tithing in Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 and 32. A tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. The entire tithe of the herd and flock, every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's rod, will be holy to the Lord.
摩西在利未记二十七章三十节是那样说的，地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的，凡牛群羊群中一切从帐下经过的，每第十只都归给耶和华为圣。
Malachi made it very clear that to keep the tenth is robbing from God.
马来基很清楚地告诉我们，如果我们没有把神的十分之一献给他的时候，其实我是夺取神的。
He says, will a man rob God, yet you rob me?
马来基书第三章八节那里说，人岂可夺取神之供物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。
But you ask, how do we rob you?
你却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？
In tithes and offerings,
就是你在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Robbery is bad.
偷取是不好的一件事。
We don't like people to steal from us.
我们不喜欢人来偷我们自己的东西。
And a child of God should never rob God.
我们是神的子民，我们更不应该夺取神的供物。
Actually, what does it mean to rob God?
那其实夺取神的供物是什么意思呢？
Tithing or giving a tenth keeps us from robbing God.
Yeah. 当我们做十一奉献的时候，我们就没有夺取神的。
If we rob from God, we're practicing disobedience.
当我们去夺取神的时候，我们就是尝试去反抗他的命令。
The scripture is clear that the first tenth is holy unto God.
在圣经里面说，头的十分之一是属于神的，是圣洁的。
We know that there are other commandments in the Bible that we want to keep.
我们知道在圣经里面还有其他的诫命我们需要守的。
Scripture says, thou shalt not kill.
圣经说不可杀人。
Thou shalt not steal.
不可偷盗。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
And the scripture also says, don't rob from God.
但是圣经也说不可夺取神之物。
Jesus had this word for the Pharisees.
耶稣对法利赛人有这样的话。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law.Justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
Jesus said to the Pharisees, it's good, it's right to tithe.
耶稣跟法利赛人说，那个十一奉献是好的。
In fact, he said, that's what you need to do.
耶稣这样说的时候，就是说你们需要做。
But he said, don't neglect justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
但是他也说不要忘记公义怜悯信实。
Nothing pleases God more than to obey Him.
当我神喜欢我们去听到的话。
Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will obey what I command."
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Part of our love for God is demonstrated in our giving.
我们其中一个办法去让我们去让人看到我们是爱神的，就是我们的赐予。
So if we rob from God, we're practicing disobedience.
如果我们夺去神的供物的时候，我们就是不听他的话。
Also, if we rob from God, we keep God from being able to bless us.
还有当我们去夺取神的供物的时候，我们也让神没有办法去祝福我们。
The Bible says God is love.
圣经说神是爱。
What good is love if you can't give it away?
但是爱有什么好，当我们不可以给爱给人家的时候。
God is our Heavenly Father and He wants to love us, bless us,And prosper us.
神是我们天上的父，他希望可以爱我们，也让我们有好处。
But if we steal what belongs to him, God withholds his blessings from us.
当我们去夺取神的供物的时候，神也没有办法去祝福我们。
He cannot throw open the floodgates of heaven.
他没有办法打开天上的窗户。
And he wants to do that.
他其实他是希望这样做的。
He wants to bless us.
他希望去祝福我们。
But he can't bless us if we're robbers and thieves.
但是他没有办法祝福我们，如果我们是贼的话。
Nothing pleases God more than to obey him, and nothing pleases God more than to be able to bless us.
神没来，我们最好的就是去顺服神，让神可以祝福我们。
Psalm 84:11 says, For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless.
诗篇84章11节哪里说，因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
I know it,has to break the heart of God when we keep what belongs to Him.
当我们去夺取神的供物的时候，我们真的是伤神的心。
He wants to open up the very windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, but we have to be obedient.
他很想敞开天上的窗户，倾福给我们，但是我们需要遵行他的话语。
The third thing I want us to notice, not only does our stealing from God, keeping what belongs to God, the tenth that he says is his, that shows we're practicing disobedience, it shows that God can't bless us, but it also shows he is going to punish us.
不单单当我们夺取神的供物的时候，神没有办法去祝福我们，还有神还会去惩罚我们的。
He says you are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
就是在整个民族都会受到咒诅，当你夺取神的供物的时候。
Then he says, after he talks about throwing open the floodgates of heaven, he says this, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit.
Yeah.就是来，还有就来，那个地上和其中的都没有办法去生出土产。
If we obey God and give Him the first tenth of our income, then He can bless us and He will not punish us.
当我们给我们的十分之一的时候，他可以去祝福我们，还不会去惩罚我们。
The writer of Hebrews says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline." And do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
希伯来书十二章五到六节那里说，我儿不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打所凡受纳的儿子。
God punishes all sin.
神是会惩罚一切的罪。
But one sin that we do not have to commit is stealing from God.
有一个我们不可以不做的就是不夺取神的供物。
We can bring the first tenth into God's house, His church.
我们可以拿十分之一去到他的教会。
We need to sit down and make us a budget.
我们要坐下来去算一算我们的预算。
At the top of the budget needs to be number one, God.
第一个预算的东西应该是神。
And make sure that we take the first tenth of our income and put it in God's house.
我们应该把我们所收的十分之一拿到教会里面。
Tithing not only keeps us from robbing God, but it also keeps us from robbing others.
我们不单单可以不夺取神的，我们也可以不夺取其他人的。
Because he says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house.
因为万军之耶和华说，你们要当那十分之一全然。God
wants his house to be a place of blessing for people.
神希望他的教会是可以让其他人也得到祝福的。This
is not a storehouse. This is a channel for God's blessings to minister to people.
这个地方不是让我们可以有更多的东西，而成为一个地方可以让其他的人得到他们所需要的。You
have a pastor who leads you and feeds you.
我们在这里，我们有我们的牧师来带领我们。He
depends upon you for an income and livelihood.
我们的牧师也是在。
No, he doesn't want to be rich, but he does have to live.
他不需要富有，但是他还是需要吃饭的。We
know that the tribe of Levi received a great portion of the tithe.
我们也可知道，利未人可以得到这是十一奉献的其中一个部分。Because
they did not have a portion of land on which to raise crops or to feed the cattle and the sheep.
因为他们没有地，所以他们没有办法去供养自己。They
depended upon the tithe of the people for their livelihood.
他们需要其他的十一个支派来供养。This
church needs to minister to people.
这个教会需要去服侍其他的人。Have
a vacation Bible school.
有假期圣经学校。
And also have a worship service every Sunday.
还有每一个星期天我们一起来敬拜。
Praise the Lord, you have a building.
感谢主，我们有这一个地方。
I remember years and years when you did not have a building.
我记得很久很久以前我们根本没有一个地方。
But you have a building.
现在我们有一个地方了。
You have to turn on the lights.
你们需要有打开灯的。
Turn on the heat.
有暖气。
You have to have custodial service.
我们需要有人帮我们清洁。
You have to have money for the church to function.
我们需要有钱财可以让这个教会可以运作。
Paul, talking about the pastors of the churches, said the worker deserves his wages.
保罗说就是工人得工价是应当的。
So you want to have a pastor.
所以你们需要有一个牧师。
And when you can, you want to help the poor.
当你可以的时候，你也应该去帮助那些穷人。
And there could even be widows and orphans that you need to help.
可能还有孤儿寡妇。
This is what God wanted his tithe to do. Bring the money to my house and let it minister to people.
这个就是神希望我们做的，就是让十一来到他的教会之后，他就可以去服侍我们周遭的人。
James said, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless as this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
雅各书1章27节那里说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保护保守自己，不玷污。It
takes money for a church to function.
教会是需要钱来运作的。Pastor
has to be paid.
我们的牧师是需要拿到工资的。The
building has to be maintained.
我们这个地方是需要有钱来运作的。
So God wants us to give to be a blessing to all.
神希望我们可以去奉献，让我们成为流通的管子。
God wants His house to have three books for worship.
教会希望我们可以神希望我们在这里可以有三本书。
There needs to be a hymn book, or there needs to be the songs upon the screen. There needs to be a means of being able to sing praises to Him.
需要有诗歌本，或是在荧幕上面的，让我们可以一起来敬拜。
He wants us to bring the holy book.
他也希望我们可以有圣经。
Preach and teach the word.
让我们具有教导。
And He wants us to bring our pocket book.
也让我们可以有支票本。
Because it takes all three for the church to be able to function and praise God.
当我们来到教会里面带着三本书的时候，那我们就可以来一起去敬拜，一起去服侍。
Paul said, speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
保罗在以弗所书那里说，当用诗章做颂其灵歌，彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
And Peter said,They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
圣经也说，当恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此教诫，擘饼祷告。
When you come into Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church on Sunday morning, enter the doors with a song in your heart.
当我们来到我们的教会去敬拜的时候，我们心里应该有一首歌。
And with your Bible in your hand,
yeah, 我们也需要有那一个圣经在我们的手里。
And with your offering envelope in your pocket,
也带着我们的支票本来准备去奉献。
God also wants His gospel to go out to the whole world.
神也希望他的福音可以到世界的地极。
One of the main focuses of the church should be spreading the gospel.
教会其中一个目标应该是传福音。
God's given us the Great Commission.
神给我们有一个大使命。
Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
We need to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
We need to teach them to observe all things that we have learned.
教训他们我所教训你们的。
There are 7 billion people in the world.
这个世界有很多很多的人。
God wants all of them to hear the gospel.
神希望他每一个人都可以听到他的福音。
And you need to be a missionary sending church.
你们是应该做一个传福音的教会。
I noticed in your bulletin this morning that someone has already given $200 to Lottie Moon Christmas offering.
我在这个程序表里面看到你们已经有200块已经送到那一个拉蒂乌的圣诞节的奉献。
The Apostle Paul said, How can they then call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent?
保罗这样说，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他的？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传福音的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，传福报福音传喜信的人。他的脚中何等皆美。
Some of the money from your church goes to support missionaries.
你们教会的其中一些经费是去帮助那些宣教士的。
That pleases God for the gospel to go out to the world.
神是喜欢的，这样福音就可以传到世界的不同的地方。
There's a third thing I want us to notice.
第三样我希望大家可以留意到的。
We have noticed that tithing keeps us from robbing God.
我们知道，当我们十一奉献的时候，我们就不会夺取神的。
And tithing keeps us from robbing others.
当我们十一奉献的时候，我们就不会夺取人家的。
But also tithing keeps us from robbing ourselves.
但是当我们十一奉献的时候，我们也不会夺取我们自己的。
When we hold back the tenth that belongs to God, we rob ourselves.
当我们去留那一个十分之一的时候， 我们就夺取了我们自己。
Because some of God's greatest blessings come through our giving.
因为我们的，因为神怎么样去给我们有给我们有更多的，就是靠着我们的奉献。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一传然信进送入窗户，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无取可容。
No, you don't buy God's blessings.
没有，不是的，你们不可以去买神，买神给你对你的祝福的。
You love and give to God what is His, and He blesses that.
当我们去奉献的时候，他就会给我们有祝福。
He talks about the floodgates of heaven.
他讲到天上的窗户。
He talks about you won't have room enough to receive it.
他说你们甚至会无处可容他的他给我们的。
It does not mean that if we give to God, He's going to make us millionaires.
这不等于当我们去奉献的时候，我们就成为百万富翁。
But it does mean that He will supply all of our needs.
但是是代表他会给我们所需要的一切所需要的。
Remember, everything belongs to God.
要记得所有的都是属于神的。
And God wants to give to us what He owns.
神也希望可以给我们他所拥有的。
He wants to bless us.
他可以去给我们有祝福。
He wants to supply our needs.
他希望可以给我们有一切所需要的。
He can't do it if we're robbing from Him.
但是当我们去夺取他的，他就没有办法了。
Don't steal from yourself the best that heaven has to offer.
不要去夺取你自己的，因为在天上有更好的准备给你。
Don't live in a desert of selfishness when you can live in God's land of plenty.
不要在自己的沙漠里面去住，乃要住在神的国里面有多多的丰富的。
Stealing from God not only means that we're robbing ourselves of God's richest blessings, but it also means we're robbing ourselves of God's highest praise.
Yeah, 不单单我们这样，当我们夺取神的供物的时候，我们不单单是夺取自己的祝福，还有夺取神给我们的赞赏。
As God's people, someday we're going to stand before Him and give an account of our stewardship and our service to Him.
作为信徒的，我们有一天要站在宝座面前去交账。
2 Corinthians 5:10 says, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
在哥林多后书五章十节那里说，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
We're not going to stand there to answer for our sins.
Yeah, 我们来没有来，我们不单单是站在哪里去交代我们的罪。
Jesus on the cross settled the sin problem.
耶稣在十字架上已经把我们的罪去盖过了。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
神的宝血已经去洗净我们。
But as believers, we will stand before God and give an account of our stewardship of our service to Him.
但是我们做他的仆人的时候，我们要去来到神的面前去。看我们是怎么做一个管家的。
God wants to say to every one of us, well done, good and faithful servant.
神希望对我们每一个人都这样说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
We don't want him to look at us and say, why did you rob from me?
我们不想来到神的面前，神告诉我们，你们竟然取夺我们的供物。
Why did you keep what belonged to me?
为什么你夺取属于我的？
We can stand there and hear him say, "Well done, good, faithful servant."
我们希望站在哪里神对我们说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
We make choices in life, and our choices make us.
我们在这个世上，我们去做一些决定，但是那些决定也做了我们是一个怎么样的人。
We decide, we choose, we determine what to give.
我们去确定我们要怎么样去奉献。
We know that God's minimum is 10%.
我们知道神的底线是十分之一。
He wants to help us with the 90%.
他会帮助我们的90%。
God knows every need that we have.
神知道我们每一个的需要。
We have to have food and shelter and clothes and medical care.
我们需要有东西吃，有房子住，有衣服穿。我们也需要得到有医治，当我们有病的时候。
We have to educate ourselves and educate our children.
我们也需要可能去上学。
We have to have transportation.
我们也需要可能需要有车或是有公车去带我们需要的地方。
Yes, and God wants us to have some recreation.
神也希望我们有一些娱乐。
He is an all-knowing, always loving, giving Heavenly Father.
他是那个全知的，也很希望去给我们赐予的，给我们的神。
And He wants His people to give to Him what belongs to Him.
他希望他的子民可以给神他属于他的东西。
What have we learned this morning?
我们今天早上学到什么东西？
God owns everything.
神拥有所有的东西。
We don't own anything.
我们没有拥有什么东西。
We're not going to take anything with us when we go.
当我们离开的时候，我们也一无所有。
We also have learned that we're managers, we're stewards, we're administrators.
我们有学到，我们只是一个管家，我们是一个经理，或是一个管理的人。
We have learned the first tenth of our income belongs to God.
我们明白到，我们所得的十分之一是属于神的。
In fact, all of our income belongs to God.
其实我们所赚到的所有的都是神的。
But He asked for one tenth to carry on His work, His church.
但是他只需要十分之一来去给他的家里有粮。
We have learned if we do not give that, we steal, we rob from God.
我们也学到，当我们没有做十一奉献的时候，我们就偷取神的供物。
And we don't want to be robbers.
我们不希望我们是一个贼。
We want to be obedient children.
我们希望我们是一个听命的儿女。
We want to obey God's word.
我们希望我们可以听神的话。
We want the blessings of God.
我们希望我们可以得到天上的赏赐。
We want the approval of God.
我们希望得到神的赞赏。
Therefore, we need to give Him a minimum of 10% of our income.
所以我们至少需要有十一的奉献。
It's what the Bible says.
这个是圣经所说的。
Just do it.
做。
Just do it.
做。
If you're here today and you're single, I challenge you to make that decision right now. From this moment on, the first tenth of my income goes to God.
如果你今天还是一个独身的，我希望你今天就可以立下这个志愿。 我的十分之一的收入，我要奉献给神。And
if you're married as a husband and a wife, you need to go home today and sit down and talk about this.
如果你已经是结婚的时候，你的两个需要回家今天晚上一起坐下来去讨论这个事情。And
as a couple, you need to commit yourself to do it.
你们是一个夫妻的时候，你们要一起去确定这一件事。
God has promised to bless us.
神已经告诉我们，神会给我们有祝福的。Do
you want the floodgates of heaven closed, or do you want them open?
你要天上的窗户是关的还是开的？
Do you want the approval of God or the disapproval?
你要神的赞赏还是神不赞赏你？
I want to talk to you very briefly, very quickly about one more gift.
我要告诉你们多一个神的礼物。
That's God's gift of eternal life.
是神给我们的永远的生命。
For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
神爱世人，神甚至将他的独生爱子。
We need a Savior.
我们需要一个救我们的。
Someone to save us from the penalty of our sin.
有一个人可以救我们，去脱离我们的罪恶。
From the punishment of our sin.
让我们不受这个罪恶的的审判。
Save us from the wrath of God.
让我们不会得到神的震怒。
Save us from an eternal hell.
让我们不会去地狱。
And Jesus is the Savior.
耶稣是那一个救世者。
He is the Savior of the world.
他救这个世界。
All people.
所有的人。
Have you received God's gift of eternal life?
你有没有得到神的这一个礼物呢？
Confess to Him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
你可以告诉他，我是一个罪人。
But I'm turning away from sin.
但是我不愿意继续
走这个
罪的道路。
I'm opening my heart and ask you to come and live in me.
我来到你那里，希望你进入我的生命当中。
Be my Savior and be my Lord.
做我的救主，做我们的主。
That's the greatest gift God has to give.
这一个是神最大的礼物。
Be sure you take that gift.
呀，希望你也可以得到这一个礼物。
And then if, as a believer, if you're already here and you have Jesus,
如果你是
be sure that your life is your gift to Him.
如果你是一个门徒的时候，你希望你们每一个都可以献上你们身体当作活祭。
And it includes your possessions.
呀，这个当然也包括你所拥有的。
God wants to bless us.
神希望可以去祝福我们。
But we've got to position ourselves where He can.
我们也应该要准备让他可以去祝福我们。
And that's with Jesus in your heart.
就是让主耶稣在你的心里。
And obedience in your life.
去听他的话语在我们的生命当中活出来。
God help us.
谢谢主让他帮助我们。